Okay, to clear the meeting open at 5:30. I acknowledge the Gariella people on whose land we are meeting and pay my respects to the elders past, present and emerging. Attendance from our Freeman of the City, Arnold Carter, and myself. There is no phone connection, no apologies, no leave. Disclosure of interest, nil. Application for leave, nil. Response to previous questions, 5.1, nil. 5.2, nil. Public questions, public time, which is usually public question time. I'll read this out even though there's no one in the public.
Yeah.
This meeting is being recorded on audio tape and streamed live. If you do not give permission for recording your participation, please indicate at the meeting. In accordance with the town's standing orders, nobody shall record the proceedings of any meeting unless the person has been given permission by the chairman to do so, and mobile phones must be switched off. Unless the presiding officer determines otherwise, the person may ask up to three questions at a meeting. The time to be allocated for the asking and responding to questions raised by members of the public is up to 15 minutes, but the presiding officer may extend question time for up to 60 minutes after the end of the minimum time for questions. Members of the public are required to complete the question form and place the completed forms in the tray provided. In accordance with these standing orders, if the presiding officer determines that questions and statements are out of order due to the use of offensive or objectionable expressions or defamatory, they will not be recorded or responded to. There is no members of the public, so question time has passed. There's no statements because there is no members of the public. No petitions for the same reason. Questions from members without notice?
Yes, Mr. Chair, I have several questions I'd like to put up for discussion. The first one is the financial statements that are June the 30th. Have they been accepted by council yet? And have they been included in the 2019-20 budget or only are they only estimates?
Through the chair, the 30 June 2019 accounts are being finalised, and we expect to have them ready. Ready in draft format by the 15th of August.
The answer is no.
So the answer is no, but they don't actually have to be adopted by council until the August council meeting. That's per the legislation. So, no, we haven't. Then, to answer your second question, no, we haven't used them as the opening position or rolled through the opening position to update the budget as yet. That will be done as part of the quarter one budget review, which comes to this committee.
Okay. When the airport lease was compiled, it was agreed that our financial committee be formed for the purpose of engaging a professional people for the lease period of financial expenditure over 50 years. And I refer you to the council's progress here, which it states quite categorically that you did form one for a period of time. And for the last 2 years, it states here, on the 27th of November 2018, there'd been no further discussions on this resolution. And again, on the 8th of March 2001, there are still no further discussions on this resolution. I would like to ask the question, when is this going to be formed? When is further action going to be on, and when can it be public be informed? Because you've got a lot of information there about Herbert Smith Freeholds have been engaged to provide advice, injuries and everything else, but that looks as though it's all fallen on deaf ears. So for the last 2 years, there's nothing. I'd like to know when is the proposal of that committee going to be formed, so I think it's very essential in the operation of the international airport.
We'll bring an item to council and whether to proceed or rescind that.
Yeah, okay. So that's really a management of the funds committee, is it?
Correct. Yeah.
I would the committee be the whole of council?
No.
Can it be?
It can be, say that. So the council requests the chief executive officer engage a suitable, experienced legal firm to review the attached draft trust government structure presented as part of the airport industry's manager, and a legal and tax benefit for the council.
So a fair amount of work has been done in the space. Yeah. We have been waiting for the review of the Local Government Act, and the opportunities that that might present, which we don't have at the moment.
Right. So you'll be advised when that comes to council.
Thank you. Okay. Another one that worries me a little bit while I'm on the international airport is the opening balance of the international airport at the present moment is $144,074,95 figures. And the transfer out is $10 million flat, and the balance is $134,07,954 as at the 30th of June 2020 anticipated. Do you not anticipate anything going into that account?
As we have mentioned on a number of occasions, we no longer attribute interest revenue to that reserve account. The interest revenue goes to the general operating fund of the town. It's been in play for the last 2 years, so therefore there'll be no transfer into that fund.
Which brings me up to your budget definition, and it states quite categorically that you will do this on a short-term deposit. It's not going to stay there on eternity. It was to be there for a short-term lease, as per your own resolution.
Well, the investment.
Or the use of the interest rate.
And the interest only. Reserves for 201-209. The council accepts the amended proposal of the financial risk purpose to invent. To provide funds to mitigate against financial risks, including legal cases, which I also want to refer, that's another one of my questions, was penalties awarded against the south to the town. SAT rulings upholding valuation objections to high value properties likely to cause significant large refunds and other unknown eventual potentially resulting in financial loss. This reserve fund is to be used for the town's overall draft facility for the purpose of not utilising external overdraft facilities for short periods of time, to time during the financial year, not on eternity.
So that's...
That means to say you've taken the whole lot up for the last 12 months.
So that doesn't refer to the interest, that refers to the use of the principal?
Yeah.
To cover that shortfall if and when required.
Yeah, but that, I understand that, David, but what I'm worried about is the time factor.
So we're still using the interest, but we'll be dipping into the principal.
Yeah.
For a short period, but the interest from the money we're using through the whole year.
At the present moment, you're not using anything because nothing's going out. No, 10,000's going out there, but you'll have to come off the principal because there's no interest going in there. So that was my question, and I understand what you're saying. I hear what you're saying about your reserves, and I have followed that. But I never knew you had the reserves there for the period of the 12 months. You're going to use it for periods of time when you used it, but when you put it in your budgets, you're not going to use it for the whole year. That worries me a little bit.
Interest we're going to use?
Interest.
But there's no indication of what that deposit is going to earn in interest.
Well, it's captured in the interest revenue line in the general statements. It's not.
Yeah, but you won't know that till you get to the end of the year when you get your financial interest received documentation from your auditors.
No, I know, but we, in a budget, we use, we forecast, and in the budget documents it says that we have assumed a flat rate of 2% to be earned as interest revenue on the reserve balances. And we also take a conservative view, and you should take the closing reserve position, which is at a lower point than the opening position.
Yeah, I indicate that. I also looked there to find out what did you estimate or what did you consider would be appropriate of money earned during that period of time, and
yeah,
there's nothing.
As I said, 2% is the assumption.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure.
But in your incoming income, there is nothing. There's only $10,000 going out. Nothing coming in.
And that's what I'm saying to you. The interest revenue does not get attributed to the reserves. It goes into the general statement.
I heard what you said, but you also just said that you estimated the amount of income coming in from that.
Yes.
Where is that shown in your
in your
budget?
In the municipal statement. I'll just find it for you. Statement of comprehensive income, which is on page 20 of the budget document. There's a line called interest earnings.
Yeah, that covers the whole interest of the Shire.
That's correct.
It covers the whole interest of the Shire.
Yes,
$4.6 million.
Yeah,
but what I want to know was what interest did that earn during the year?
For last year,
I've done that, but what I'm worried about is that you said that you have estimated an amount in your budget this year.
That's correct.
Yeah, and it's included in your interest
for
the year.
Yes.
What was that figure?
$4.6 million based on 2%.
And that's included in your total interest received.
That's correct.
Thank you.
It's also stated on page 15 that's the assumption that's been made.
Yeah, I read the assumption, but I wanted the figure. Yeah.
Well, that's on page 20.
Okay. Well, now what's now? Now, the next one is, was a risk management discussed when compiling the additional rate revenue being paid by State Grave in mining subleases? Why defer the release of funds for 12 months pending possible appeals and the establishment of the financial risk reserve, which includes finance not received from additional rate revenues? I quote the following financial figures as per your budget figures. Your opening balance is $17,866,000. Your transfer in is a further $14,509,202. Your transfer out is $27,501,208. At the 30th of June, you will have in your reserve account for risk management for $24,864.
$24 million. Yes, that's correct.
Why?
Well, it was a decision of council at the time to be prudent in relation to those rates. We were concerned that the people to whom those rates notices were issued would challenge the valuation.
Mm-hmm.
And due to the large quantum of those amounts, we didn't think it was an acceptable risk to actually include that in the general funds for this financial year until it was settled, you know, until the time for objections had passed.
Beyond challenge.
And that is now the case.
The case is going, it's beyond challenge
well,
now.
Well, no, the valuation is always subject to challenge, the valuation on which it's based. We also have one proponent who is currently still arguing the boundaries of their lease, which is actually an issue between them and the port, and until that is settled, that money is still at risk. So there are still challenges and legal issues out there that are being...
I've read the Onslow ones, or far with them.
Not to do with Onslow.
No, that's Ashburton where it started.
Oh, yeah, the Ashburton's valuations, and
yeah,
we also had some revaluations come in late in June in relation to Landgate actually revaluing the UV down, the value of that we had to apply the rate and $1.02 downwards. So it is still prudent to continue to do that approach. It is also those leases and the state agreement land could be changed with the flick of a pen by a minister, and that is
Oh, for, both for good and bad too, don't forget.
Yes, it can be. Yeah. But
it's so all negative.
I know, but we're still, so we still believe it is prudent to quarantine that money on a rolling 12-month basis.
At the present moment, I presume, well, I did ask the question, I got told that at the present moment there is no litigation at all from any of those additional rate revenues you've received or received by the Downport
Health. No,
not
but,
us.
But, I mean, yeah, but for FY20, the rates notices have just gone out.
I'm not worried about that.
And they've got 6 months to lodge challenge. Yeah. So
when, just to tell you further, when do we envisage taking that money out of that account?
It's a rolling 12 months.
Oh.
So basically, the money for FY19 is able to be released this financial year.
Right.
But the FY20 money then goes back into the reserve.
So the 17,000.
Hang on, will that continue for how long?
That will continue. Look, we didn't discuss that with council at the time, but I would think that once we got past the 3 year, then I'd probably be comfortable.
Back rates.
Yeah. Once we've resolved the back rate scenario.
Yeah. What you're saying to me is that the $17 million on the first year, which is now being completed, is staying in that reserve for another 2 years?
No.
When does that come out?
This financial year.
So, but you haven't included that in any of the expenditure?
Yes, we have. It's been included in the budget numbers. It's part of balancing up this year's budget.
Yeah. So why haven't you shown it's been transferred out?
We have.
Not according to this, is it? It's not transferred out.
A transfer out.
Transferred out is not what was in there for $17 million. Your transfer in was $17.866 million. Your transfer in is $14 million. That's your new contribution. And your transfer out is $7,501,000. That is not the $17 million that you put in first year.
Okay.
Okay.
So basically, the first year.
Oh no! Sorry, I remember now. I do remember why. Sorry, it was because the rates notices weren't issued until late in the year. So it's very. So we still took a prudent view and only looked at releasing. I think the number 66.
Portion of that.
Yeah, it's only seven. Yeah, 7 million.
Yeah. Yes. So that's why I do remember the rates notices weren't issued at the beginning of FY19. They were issued towards the end of FY19. So we took a prudent review. Again, a prudent approach, and deemed I think it was 66% was the release.
So you've still got floating $10 million there if you want to use it?
Yes, potentially.
Lovely. All right, the next one is Gratwick Aquatic Centre. Council resolution report referred to council status, which is here. It is now in its 18th month of no swimming pool in the town of Port Hedland. I get so many rude remarks about it and ask for comment, which I did again today. I find it very embarrassing to find when is this going to be finished, the total cost of it, and the reason why it took 18 months.
So we've always said to October.
Yeah.
It was going to open. We're still on track for October.
Okay. And the total cost, please?
Do we know yet?
Well, up to date it'll do, thanks, Mr. Chairman.
1.38,
I think, last I saw it.
We'll take the question on
that. Yeah. Okay. And there's an additional work that's going in post Cyclone Veronica as well.
Yeah.
There's a fair bit of work to do in that area.
Oh, they did, that's Mr. Chairman.
So the reason for the 18 months was the sand filters had to be fabricated. You couldn't buy them off the shelf.
Oh, okay.
So they had to be. So the sand filters weren't connected, and once we reconnected them and put them under pressure, they split.
Yep.
So we had to replace like for like in order to not have to place the whole filtration system with sort of state of the art types of systems that they should have. So we replaced. They had to be fabricated.
Okay. Yeah, that's all the questions I have there. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thanks. Item 8, just quickly, I've looked at the rules in relation to that govern this particular committee. I consider that we probably, with only two of us, don't comply with the rules.
No, I'd agree.
But for the, I've chosen to continue with it for the sake of accountability.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
And openness. And so my rough understanding is that the council elected members, which I represent, have to always be in the majority in relation to it. So anyhow, can we move on?
Yep.
Confirmation of minutes. Do you move those,
Arnold? I can't move them, Mr. Chair. I wasn't present.
Okay.
If you let me use all of them. I wasn't present. I was apology.
Okay. Well, I wasn't there either, but my understanding is I can move it, so I will move the minutes. I've read them. And,
yep, I've read them.
They appear to be in order. So that's passed. Report. Okay, report 11.1.1. We need a mover. I will move.
Yeah, I'll second that.
I'll speak to the item and then you can say what you wish to.
Yep.
And,
yep.
So this is a non-current, non-financial assets write-off.
Yep.
These figures were identified in the 2018-19 financial statements. Minor assets, which was need to be written off, where your purchases were less than $5,000. This write-off gives a total of $186,734 in that category. Plus, there was two other assets that were found to be no longer functioning, which is the cricket practice nets and the below-ground retriculation, which were combined value of those when purchased was, I think when purchased, were $51,609. That gives a total of $238,343 out of a total asset value of $288.1 million. And do you wish to say anything in relation
Yes,
to that?
I do. There, I've got a question on that, if I may. Why and when will you be determine the assets to be replaced, and do you propose to sell these by auction or by tender document?
So I don't know that we sell them.
Yeah, yeah, there is. It's going to, they are selling. It says they're going to dispose of them. Yep,
dispose them off the books. I don't know that we're actually going to sell the items.
It says here, did. Oh, question is there.
Which page are you referring to, Mr.
I'm just trying to fix it up now, because I wrote a thing to it, and I said I see they're going to keep some of them.
We're keeping all of them.
That's just being written off the books, really.
Yeah, but yeah, I agree that it's written off a bit, but you've also got to take the valuation of the sale and the property coming back in.
That's if we sell them.
Well, couldn't this? I'll have to figure it out. I read it last night. I was getting a bit tired.
I read this. I can't remember seeing how we're going to sell them. In fact, there's a fair value being attached to the ones we're writing down. Do you think that might maybe where you picked it up?
Yeah, I might have been doing that. Yeah, I did pick it up somewhere.
So I don't think we're selling these, because some of them are brand new.
I noticed that. I don't know where I got that from. I wrote it down, so I'll just put it somewhere.
In fact,
when we do sell assets, we do. It is auctioned.
My question was whether you're going to sell them by auction or...
Oh, no, they're not being sold, these assets. They're still in use.
Yeah, you're going
to... Other than the cricket nets, which dilapidated and probably been taken to the tip.
In fact, it does say there's no cash flow impact.
Yeah, I see that.
In relation to that.
Yeah.
So, anything else,
Sam? No, that's all I think.
We'll vote on that, in favour.
Yes.
It's carried unanimously.
Unanimously.
Okay. And then a move is seconded for 11.1.2.
I have a query on that one too. By
I'll move.
I'll second it. Yep.
Okay.
And the question of that was, am I correct? Because I noticed there their financial statements. Well, there were no financial statements. I queried this before I come and said there were none to be issued. So when I get to the financial, may I finish? The financial statements, I then refer to page 26. And my question is, page 26, is that the reply? And why wasn't the letter signed by anybody? And why is it dated the 30th of June 2020?
What part of it are you looking at?
That's page 31. I presume that's a reply to that. I've only assumed that because it's got 11.12 financial statements, and the only financial statements I can refer to is answers on queries. Is that my correct assumption?
Yeah, so what happened was the auditors actually left it off their audit letter, and this is just adding it to that letter. This agenda item is actually due to, there was a change in legislation that required us to submit a response to the department in relation to the ratios.
Yeah, I read that.
So the statements haven't changed, nothing's changed, this is just one additional item that we're addressing because it was an oversight at our end and by the auditors as well.
That's a response to that. And the other question I can't understand is, why is the letter unsigned? And why is it dated the 30th of June? That's on page 31.
The completion date for that item is 30 June 2020.
Yeah. Okay.
It's not actually a letter. It's an addendum.
The completion date for the 2018 is 2020. Because remember, we're on 818, we're on 19.
Because they're actually considering the ratio that will be presented
3 years.
Next financial year.
Yeah. Okay, thank you.
I'll just read out what I've noted here for financial statements. The outstanding is a carryover from 2017-18. That was missed last year by various means.
Yeah.
The problem was the debt services ratio and the operating surplus ratio. These occurred with a revaluation that occurred in 2014-15 and was reversed last year, I think. The debt services ratio is no longer an issue all loans were paid on the 17th of June 2019. The focus on creating a stronger internal controls, which we're all looking forward to, was with our system. So that's all I wanted to say in relation to it. So I'll put that to the vote.
Yes, so
it's carried.
Carried.
Okay, we move on to 11.1.3, which is the funding and donations for the quarter, April, to the 30th of June.
Yep.
I'll move that. Are you seconded?
Second that one, yes.
I'll start and then you can comment on it.
Yeah.
attaches a list of donations, small amounts, to mainly physical activity groups or sporting type groups in the area. Funding listed on attachment one totals $43,939.91.
Yeah.
I don't know who the unlucky person was.
I got the one cent.
But there's 29 successful grants. This year's budget has allocated $158,661 for these grants. And at their last ordinary meeting, we approved $39,000 for community development grants. Do you want to say anything up?
No, I've gone through them all. I think they're quite justified. They're all supporting organisations and need a bit of assistance.
Yeah, okay. Yep. So I'll just vote on that.
Yes.
All in favour?
Yep.
That's carried unanimously. So, that's it, isn't it?
Well, one thing is, before we go, Mr. Chairman, if you may, and when we accepted the minutes of the last meeting, unfortunately, I wasn't there,
yep.
And I didn't get. I've got the auditor's report for the 7th of May. I didn't get the other one, which is a management letter of the interim audit finances for the financial ending 30th of June, confidential under separate cover. I didn't get it. Could I please have a copy of it, please?
Yep.
Yep.
Okay, I'll go to the. I haven't quite finished. Okay, 11.2, development, sustainability, lifestyle, nothing, infrastructure, and town services, zero. Motions for which previous notice has been given is nil. New business and urgent of an urgent nature, nil. Matters for which meeting may be closed and confidential, there is nil. The next meeting is to be held on the 12th of November.
My birthday.
Is that right? One day after Remembrance Day, you can forget that. So the meeting's closed at 6 o'clock.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Thank you.